Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. So building an empire can be fast, explosive, fun, hard, awesome, and heartbreaking. And lately,
yes,
very heartbreaking. And lately, I've been thinking a lot about the mistakes I've made over the last 17 years of running a business. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to mistakes I make. I want excellence in a lot of what I do. I know Gary Keller had highlighted that in me. I hadn't seen it, but excellence to me means like no mistakes, which is impossible, right? But then I get really hard on myself when I make mistakes. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's not just mistakes. It's sometimes, and like we've talked about this on the podcast, I have a very high responsiveness, and so when I am growing something, I want to go far fast. Like, let's go. And sometimes
you want to go fast, far.
I want to do both.
You want to go fast, far, far, fast.
Far, fast.
Yeah.
Both.
Far,
really?
Fast. You love speed.
I love speed.
You love speed.
I have a need for speed. I have a lead foot. I've got it under control. I use cruise control when I drive. But I do. I want to get it and go. Like, let's get it done. And
you're the fastest short person we know, say.
Thank you. My legs are not fat. My legs aren't very long, but they move quick.
Yes, they do.
But yeah, so because of that, I can sometimes move too quickly or not think about maybe all the people involved or all the factors involved because I didn't slow down enough to do that. And so I can sometimes come across like a bull in a china shop. And over the years, I've gotten better and better and better as I've grown. But it's definitely not always been that way. And, you know, has definitely caused some challenges as we've been growing our business. How about you, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. I am hard on myself a lot. Although I read a book recently called The Power of Regret by Daniel Pink.
I love that.
Yeah, in it he talks about how actually sort of getting onto ourselves and getting mad at ourselves is not it can be very detrimental, but it can also be a good thing because that's how we learn and grow. So it's almost like if we can beat ourselves up a little bit and learn the lessons from it and then, you know, in a healthy way move on. It actually helps us in the long run. So that's kind of how I'm trying to frame that thinking. Yeah.
I love that. Well, and, you know, and like all three of us here today with you, and I think also Kimber and Tiffany really believe in building like strong, long-lasting relationships. And when you're in relationship with someone, there are going to be times that you just straight up screw up and fall flat on your face. And it's going to happen. And so I'm excited for this episode today because for the relationships that are worth fighting for and the ones that are worth keeping, when you do screw up, there's really a great workflow that you can work through to help recover from that. So I'm excited for us to be covering some of this today.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the 7 things you need to know when you screw up as an empire builder.
You know, I was in preparation for this episode and then also in just coaching a lot of leaders across Empower Home, I was talking to my husband, George, this week about when a leader messes up and how important it is for them to own their mistakes. And many times we make mistakes publicly when we're leading an empire, right?
Yeah.
Which means then we have to own the mistake publicly as well. And one of our leaders was struggling with that. So I was sort of venting to my husband about it. And I said, you know, I learned early on that you can be right or rich. You can't be both.
That's
right? You
so
can be right
good.
Or rich. And yeah. he said he's reading a book called Raising Men right now. And in it, it says you can be right or effective. And meaning when you're raising your children, you know, you want to be effective. You don't necessarily always want to be right.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about this right before the podcast. And Wendy, you guys say this a lot in your house, right? Something along those lines?
Yeah. We say you can either be right or in a relationship.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like so that gave me chills to hear it again.
Yeah. That was actually mine. My friend Renee Trudeau, she taught that to me years ago, and I always thought that was so wise.
Yeah,
so wise. Just helps
what
you
a
keep
great
your
name too. By
ego
the way.
In check, you know.
Yes,
your ego in check.
Renee Trudeau, what a great name. Yeah, it's so true. My version is
she's
not
an
as
awesome
good as
empire
yours.
Builder. Shout out to Renee.
Yeah, Renee. Renee. Yeah. Could be like a rock star with that name. mine has always been my ego doesn't need to be right. But I like the way y'all tie that back into a relationship or to an outcome. So I'm going to be adopting some of yours. I really like that. But you're right. I mean, it's the need to be right, though, when you are an empire builder can also be a great superpower. And sometimes it can really be a detriment when it's overused. And so it's definitely something that we have to be aware of.
Yeah, and I mean the big key here is it's impossible to build a big empire, a big business without taking care of the relationships that matter.
It's, yeah,
you yes. must care more about the relationships than being right. And you know, as I was personally reflecting in preparation for this episode, I thought about a relationship that means a lot to me, which is my co-host. Well, both of my co-hosts that are on with me today mean so much to me. And I had made a huge screw up with my co-host Seychelle. A year and a half ago. When I announced expanding to Dallas, Texas, Empower Home was expanding to Dallas, Texas, and did not let my friend, who I care deeply about, know ahead of time. And I was moving really fast. I wasn't thinking. And it ended up hurting Seychelle, as it should have. And we ended up working through a lot of these seven steps that we're actually going to share today. And so I'm thankful for these seven steps that we're about to share. And I'm also thankful for Say's willingness to forgive me and work on the relationship. And it actually brought us closer together. And that's the powerful thing about these seven steps is you end up having such deep relationships when you work through the hard together, right? Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. ignore it, but work through it together.
Mm-hmm. So huge.
Yeah, it is. And we'll dive into, you know, some of how that played out. I think it's a good case study, Sarah, for because both of us are moving fast, right? And so I think that example we can kind of pepper in today because there's opportunity always when something happens. You always have to look for where your DNA is in it too. And so it gave us an opportunity to become closer because we both deeply cared about each other and chose the relationship over anything else in that moment. And I'm thankful for that and your friendship on that.
Yeah, and I'll never forget Wendy calling me after Say and I talked about it and just saying, like, as a friend, I care deeply about you, and what I don't want is for growth to happen and you lose the most important relationships in your life. And when you move too fast, that can happen. And that was such a powerful conversation from someone that was sort of on the outside looking in and just saying, you know, slow down, make sure that those relationships still stay at the core of who you are. And you need friends like that. If you don't have friends that are willing to share what they see in you because out of care, like Wendy did with me, then you need to look at the room you're in and the circle that you're part of. I'm thankful for a circle that will call me out when they see that I'm moving too fast and appear to maybe not be putting relationships over business, right?
Well, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have enough trust like we do to have somebody be able to say that and work through it. And, you know, our circle has gone through many trials and tribulations. You know, it's been a hard season actually for us in a lot of ways. And we do come out stronger on the end. So it's a beautiful thing.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get out. If you're in a safe space, let's get a pen and paper out because we're going to share these seven steps.
And if you're in a dangerous place, I'm glad you chose to listen to our podcast when you're in danger. That says a lot. Says a lot about you guys.
We do have edgy listeners, so you know. Yeah,
we have that calming way about us, you know. Okay. Step number one. Step number one for the seven things you need to know when you screw up is relationships matter. As we said, relationships matter. Being in business with strong, dynamic, fast-paced people means you're going to make big mistakes at times. So setting up your communication flow makes a huge difference in the success of it. But just remember, whenever you realize that you messed up, okay, what you want to do is you want to put the relationship above anything else, including your own ego, including being right, right? But relationships matter. So knowing that the relationship matters is the foundation for all of the steps. And so that's step number one.
I love that.
Love that.
And number two is if someone is bringing something to you, they care enough to tell you. And so if they're bringing a screw up or a problem to you, it's much easier actually to pretend that didn't happen or to sweep it under the rug or ignore it and just keep moving on. But if they're bringing it to your attention, it's because they care enough about your relationship. So you really need to listen and ask to understand the other person's perspective, because we all know that there's usually like three sides to a story, right? There's your perspective of what happened, there's their perspective of what happened, and then the truth is probably somewhere in between. And so it's really important when somebody cares enough to bring a screw up to you, that you slow down, ask for their perspective, get your ego out of the way. Like if you have to sit on your hands to keep yourself from responding, or like sometimes in like our board meetings, I'll have to literally like hold my jaw shut so I don't say anything when I'm not supposed to. And I'm not like explosive, but sometimes I'll just be like, I need to just not respond right now. So if you just literally need to hold your mouth shut, do it. Because you need to hear.
Now we know.
I know. Yeah, if you just see me with my hand under my chin. You can get one of
those chip clips and just.
There are literally some times that I will have my hand over my mouth, like literally holding it shut. But it's because you need to hear the other person's perspective, and responding in that moment is not the right answer. It's deeply listening, right? Like repeating back what they're saying to you, right? Thank you for bringing this to my attention. So what I'm hearing you say is da 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 da. Or am I getting it right that this is what I did to make you feel, right? Acknowledging and listening goes a really long way. Even if you don't agree, acknowledging and listening doesn't mean you have to still completely agree with where they're coming from, but they hear, heard, and appreciate it in that moment. So listen and understand the other person's perspective goes a long way. And that's number two.
So honestly, that's number two is my hardest. The one it's I struggle hard. With the most.
Yeah.
And Gary taught me something similar to what Say just said, which is when you need to pause, always have a cup or a bottle. And sometimes just the pause of like drinking water or drinks tea a lot throughout the day, that's a good habit to instill in yourself to make you pause. And I think it's really important. What has helped me to, I've had growth in this area. I still need a lot of growth in the area, but I have had growth. And one of the things that has helped me is I tell myself as I go into the situation, their perspective is their reality. So
that's
don't
right.
I care about them
that's
enough
right.
to know their reality. Because that is their reality, their perspective in the situation.
It is.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, well, everybody has a story that's going through their head, and everybody's perspective is shaped by their beliefs, their vision, the way
their
they were raised.
Yeah.
What they believe, like that's all, and that's all true for them. Mm-hmm. So that's all true for them. All right, so number three is to own your part in the problem, okay? It's what Seychelle said earlier. It's like, take a step back. And see what your DNA was in the problem. Because the reality is there's no such thing as a one-sided problem. Even if it's a hiring situation, well, you're the person that hired them. So that's your DNA in it. And you allowed that person to do whatever you need to do. And honestly, this is very helpful, especially with your bigger problems, to continue to think about them over time. Because so often when something happens and it's very, you know, almost traumatic or dramatic, we tend to kind of shut down. But if you can go back and revisit some of those things in a gentle way where you're not beating yourself up over it and really think and analyze over time, you just learn a lot. That's how you learn and grow. And if you can if you can journal some of that stuff out and then go back and look at it, even better. And sometimes journaling allows you to see the patterns, right? It's like, wow, this happened. And then you're reading your journal and you're like, wow, that happens a lot to me. What's the common denominator? Oh, me. Ugh. Right? So what can I do to change moving forward?
That's so good, Wendy. I know all three of us get so much joy out of seeing the growth in our empire circle. So our Her Best Life empire circle, which is the women that really want growth in their life and all circles of their life. And one of them was sharing with Wendy and I last week about most of their team walked out. And I loved seeing the growth in her leadership. I'm not going to say her name just for the sake of it being confidential, but what was powerful to see was she was okay when I said, you know, you do need to look at your DNA in it once you're able to have some time, have some pause, and just say, like, you're absolutely right. We want to make sure that you know that you're right in terms of this is probably best for your business, and you don't want to move on without asking yourself, you know, what was my DNA in it?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, this is honestly, it's one of my favorite exercises when you have a big screw up. And when you're in sports, I think growing up, this is something you probably inherently learn, right? Like if you're on a basketball team or like I did competitive gymnastics as a kid, right? Like you fall off the bar, you got to get back up and do it again and fix it immediately. And so when you're in sports as a kid, like it forces you to be correcting on your mistakes on the regular. And I think this is probably one of my favorite superpowers that I feel like I have is when I screw up, owning quickly where my DNA is in the problem. And we were talking about earlier, like some screw-ups we've had in our own circle. And like for me, looking at what I could have done differently or better and correcting that, that's probably one of my favorite parts of the exercise here. It's painful, but I feel like I grow every time through it and try to be better the next time. I might still screw up again on that same thing, but maybe it'll be a little better the next time. So,
yep. And step number three is crucial to step number four because it makes step number four a little bit easier. And the other party typically has DNA in it as well. And we can only control what we control, which is ourselves. And so asking yourself what your DNA is, which then leads us to step number four, which is say you're sorry and say you're sorry and mean it, meaning own your DNA in it, own your mistake in it. Don't worry about the other person and whether or not they're going to say sorry or own their DNA. Just control what you can control, which is seeing what DNA you have in it, and then say you're sorry. It's one of the most powerful words to hear is I'm sorry. And it lets the other person's guard down and recognizes that you can own it and you care enough about the relationship to where you're acknowledging and saying you're sorry.
And it can be really hard if you're apologizing for something that they've brought to your attention and you feel like they have DNA in it too and they don't own that part. And so as a leader, it's your job to be the bigger person in that moment and recognize that they may not come to the problem the same way. And like I can give a parenting example with Quinn this summer. Another kid slammed her finger in a car seat.
Oh.
And this kid and her were just like oil and vinegar for a week while they were visiting us. It was just like nonstop. And he accidentally slammed her finger in the seat, but absolutely did it. And he was coached to say to her, I'm sorry you got hurt, instead of, I'm sorry I accidentally hurt you.
Mm.
And that pissed this kid off like nobody's business. And she's looking at me like, are you hearing this right now? But I'm not that parent, right? I'm not the other parent. But like your words matter, right?
Yes.
Like I'm sorry you got hurt is received very differently than I'm sorry I accidentally hurt you. And so be aware when you're apologizing on the meaning it part of it, because the I'm sorry you got hurt came across as totally insincere versus the I'm really sorry I hurt you or gosh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry, right? Would sound totally different. So that's a very tangible example of like how you can come across to somebody else.
So love true. That.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Yep. Then the next one is number 5, and that is after you've said you're sorry, like take a step back. Like Wendy gave a great example of journaling, right? Take a step back, look at what you can do better next time. Look at what, if you could do it over again, maybe what you would have done differently. I know every time we have somebody that maybe doesn't work out in a business partnership or in a relationship, you know, taking a step back and just going, you know, gosh, where did we go sideways? Because usually relationships or problems happen slowly and then suddenly. So there's something in there we could have done differently. And so really taking that time and looking at what you could do differently next time will really make sure that regardless of how the outcome comes on this problem, that you're going to be a better leader or person in the next opportunity or go around.
I love that, Seychelle. The number 6 is ask what you want to come out of the relationship or the problem, right? When all of that is said and done and you've apologized and you've, you know, thought about your DNA and asked yourself, what can I do differently next time? Really take time and say, like, where do I want this relationship to go? Is it worth it? You know? And for most of us, especially if it's somebody that's been in our organization, it's probably worth it to maintain that relationship. I know personally, I have, you know, I'm blessed. I'm still in relationship with quite a few people that have come and gone on my team. And many of them have ended up at Keller Williams International. And I see them whenever I go over there. And I'm happy. I'm happy for them. And I'm happy the way that I exited the relationship. Because honestly, that would be super awkward. And for those of you that are in the real estate industry, you know, the chances of meeting another realtor are, you know, 10 times higher than meeting your client again, right? Like the chances of interacting with a top realtor. So you just got to keep that in mind. And there's just a certain part of, I think for me, wisdom that's come with age where it's almost like you can have a softening around
that's great.
Around how you're feeling around an issue or an idea. I don't know if it's wisdom or what, but
yeah.
I just feel like now I'm much more likely to not hold tight to that grievance and really just be okay with it and just understand, you know, we're all made of stars and we're part of the universe and loving kindness goes a long way. And so you get to continue that relationship if you want to, you know, if you want to. So
what you're describing, Wendy, is I admire you in many ways, Wendy. And I will say this is probably the top, the way that you handle relationships when they do go sideways or change, is always very respectful of the other person. And you're saying, you know, it's wisdom and your age, but I've seen many choose to be bitter about relationships and put walls and up it as they age. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my biggest fears is to let sort of the hard things, feeling hurt, make me hard, because I've seen so many women that are older that literally put themselves in this position of carrying so much bitterness, and you have not. You've chosen not to do that, and you've chosen to view your role in their life as not forever necessarily, but how you can impact them for the time that they're with you. And I've seen a lot of growth in myself because of seeing that in you. And so it's something that I really, truly admire and really hard to do, especially when building an empire. And so let's all be like Wendy with step number 6. And
you're so sweet. I'm blushing over here.
that's been like, you've consciously chosen that too, which is really neat. Like that has been an evolution that we've watched as your friends and business partners, that is an evolution you've consciously chosen. And it's amazing, as an example for many other people. So,
So true. All right, step number 7. Yes, choose kindness. I love it. Step number 7 is pick yourself up off the floor and be better next time. So as you go through this, as you see your DNA in it, as you work through the conversations, you know, sometimes after I've sort of reflected on these situations, a lot of times I'm like, you know, I could be better in handling that conversation different next time, or I could be better in making sure that they know I'm listening, or I could be better in what adjustments are we going to make? I know that in the situation I shared with Seychelle when I expanded, I mean, she said to me, I maybe you need to look at your system and process and add in who are the key relationships you have in that area and making sure that you at least talk with them beforehand. And I was like, that's a great suggestion. Like, so using the mistake as turning the mistake into actually something that makes you better, makes your organization better, will make it not a mistake. Mm-hmm. Because that's not a mistake if we can learn from it and grow.
Absolutely.
And it ends up not being a screw up. And so make sure that you're looking
and
to
we
get
cared
better.
About each other. Like, I called you out of care, right? Like, I wasn't called. Yep. Yes, it hurt my feelings. And I also realized that I could have equally done something just as similar. And so for me, because I care about you, I was looking at, okay, this happened to me. How do we help this not happen again in the future? And so if you're listening to this and you're sitting right now going, wow, somebody's done something to me and I haven't talked to them about it and I'm really ticked about it right now, remember, the shoe will be on the other foot at some time. So how you bring it up and how you treat that person, you're at some point going to be on the other side of that. And so coming with care and with the relationship first, right, going back to number one, the reason why I brought it to your attention was because I cared about you. And the second thing I was excited for you about your growth, and I wanted you to have success in the other areas you were growing. And so that allowed us to have a productive conversation instead of a defensive conversation. And your receptiveness and willing to talk with me about it was great too. So yeah, I'm very, very thankful for that.
Well, before Seychelle does a recap, I just want to have a serious conversation with our listeners. So the serious conversation is about something that we've been neglecting. So we were doing a little, like a little goal setting for our podcast, trying to figure out where we wanted to go and what our goals were. And so I said, maybe we need to focus a little bit more on reviews. So I looked at our reviews, and we have over 400 reviews. So thank you for everybody who's reviewed us. And unfortunately, of those 400 reviews, only 2 of them were for 2023. So we're recording this in September. I know.
And that's our problem. We didn't ask. So you don't ask for. So that's on us.
So for the 2 people that reviewed us, every 4.5 months this year, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you. And for everybody else out there who hasn't left us a 5-star rating and review, we would humbly implore you to please go ahead and do that, because podcasts love to see the constant reviews. And if it's impacting you, our goal is just to make sure that more people can listen to us and we can spread the good word about empire building. And so if you would please, please, please leave us a 5-star rating and review, we would so, so, so appreciate it.
Amen to that. Well, y'all, today has been great, and I really appreciate all of your vulnerability and sharing that when you screw up as an empire builder, right, the 7 steps, which are 1, the relationship always should be first. 2, listen and ask to understand the other person's perspective. 3, own it. Just own it. Own your part. 4, say you're sorry. 5, take a step back and look at what you could do better next time. 5, I did 5. 6, ask what you want to come out of the relationship or problem. And 7, pick yourself up off the floor. Babe, you got this, and be better next time. So for all of you out there going out and building your big business and an even bigger life, go do it. And please write a 5-star review for us too. We would be so appreciative. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.